Determination and family support enabled an Indiana farmer to survive a horribly disabling experience. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Farmers know that livestock can be temperamental at times. Even animals that have never been a problem before can act up. And in a head-to-head, the 600-pound steer or mama sow will hold the advantage. Be watchful and know how to reach a safe spot fast if you have to. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Back in 1983, Ed Bell was a young man who farmed with his parents. He started dating a nurse who, unfortunately, had a jealous ex-boyfriend who at one point attacked them, shooting Ed twice and paralyzing the lower half of his body.
My parents got the smallest tractor you could buy, and their thinking wasn't for work. It was more mental therapy. I got on that little tractor, and it was like the best medicine in the world for me. When I was on the tractor, I would forget that I had limitations and disability. I also learned I could still be productive. I had to learn to do things differently. That was before I met AgriBuildy Breaking the Ground, and that's where the life really started changing there when I found out that I wasn't the only one.
Bell was not able to farm the way he did before the assault, but he wanted and needed to do something on the farm.
I actually spent time in a grocery store going up and down aisles. What things could I raise on my farm that nobody else was raising or growing? I could mess everything up and still had a chance of winning because I didn't have competition. And at that time, nobody was raising strawberries, and it fit the bill.
Bell and his wife, Debbie, and yes, she was the nurse he was dating that I mentioned earlier, now operate Bell's Strawberry Farm. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.